Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, how we doing, folks? The Veracity Sports Show with me, Rich Van Tassel, your host in the Zone Sports Radio Network. Today is Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. I am talking the New York Yankees today. I know a lot has gone on with this Urban Meyer situation. Frankly, I heard about it earlier in the day. I didn't know how serious it was getting. And then, you know, in the past hour, he was placed on administrative leave. I've been trying to read up on it. If I talk about that, that would be something to talk about next week. There is simply, as of right now, to me, it just happened way too fast, facts together. So, you know, we're heating up. We got the NFL coming up. So before we really get into that, I wanted to touch on some baseball. And again, I'm not the biggest baseball guy. It looks like we got Lewis on the line so he can help me out with it. And certainly he likes the New York Yankees. But I'm looking at this situation with the New York Yankees currently, where they sit. And I'm trying to figure out if a lot of this is that the Yankees are really underperforming, or are the Yankees, you know, as we discussed them when they were making their run in last year's playoff, is this just a situation where they are like the New York Yankees, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Dallas Cowboys, of course, you know, these really polarizing teams, and they're actually right where they should be, and things are just in that New York Yankees microscope. Now, to help you out where the Yankees currently sit, they are 68-38. It would take a monumental collapse for them to miss the playoffs. They are currently 5.5 behind the Red Sox for that division, but they are plus 6 over the second place team for the second wild card spot. And now that's actually, now that I look at it, that's plus 6 over both teams. The Oakland Athletics have come on to tie with the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners are percentage points ahead, but both teams are 6 games back. But again, that would be very difficult for the Yankees to miss the playoffs in that regard. And frankly, looking at it, 5.5 games to me, not impossible, but it is now August. We're starting to run out of games here. So I'm pretty sure the Yankees are basically going to be settled in to that spot. They have, I believe, a series coming up with the Boston Red Sox. Yep, that starts tomorrow, so that should be a big one. We can see what happens with this one. I don't know how many games that'll be. I'll check that right now. If it's 4 games, you win 3 out of 4. Of course, you sweep 4. And it is a 4-game set, all in Boston. Let's look at some of the pitchers. You have Price, who struggled against the Yankees at 11-6, and Porcello, who's 13-4, going for the Red Sox. You do have the newly acquired J.A. Happ going for the Yankees. Luis Severino, who I know has been playing or has been pitching poorly of late. We'll have to see how he responds. And Tanaka at 9-2. 14-4, Severino, Happ 11-6, so they just got Tanaka 9-2, Sabathia 6-4. So it could be a 4-game sweep. You know, you never know what David Price is going to give you when he pitches against the New York Yankees. It's usually not good. Porcello, you'd say, is the best guy on the mound for the Red Sox going, and he's going against Severino. Severino hasn't been pitching well, but how long is he going to keep that up? So, okay, I'd say, you know, it maybe isn't that monumental depending on what happens in this 4-game set, but I'm not going to rely on a 4-game sweep. Even if they take 3 out of 4, it's still going to be tough. The Red Sox have been playing very well, and that transitions us into where we're going. Yankees are 68-38. That's 30 games over 500. I know their pitching hasn't been necessarily what they want, but you can't put it on the Yankees for the fact that the Red Sox are playing almost 70%. The Red Sox are 41 games over 500. Red Sox are 75-34. The New York Yankees, they would be just a shade behind, or I'm not even sure, hold on, because the Astros are 69-41, and the Yankees are 68-38. So that's even. They would be on top of that division. Maybe the Astros would be ahead. Their percentage points better than the Astros. I can't do the math in my head who would be just ahead, because, you know, one has more wins, or the Astros have more wins and more losses. But The Yankees at 642, the Astros at 627. So they lead every other division in the American League. In the National League, they would lead every division there. National League is very much, you know, bunched at the top. You look, the worst team in the National League is the San Diego Padres at 42-68. The worst team in the American League is the Baltimore Orioles, 33-75, who the Yankees lost to today, which prompted me to do the article. You have the Chicago White Sox at 37-69, Kansas City 33-73. So you look, the worst team in the National League has almost 9 more wins than the worst team in the National League. It's very much close to center in the National League than it is in the American League. You know, very top heavy in the American League, I should say. I said it was top heavy in the National League. It's top heavy in the American League. It's pretty balanced when you look at it in the National League. Let's look at league standings, see if it gives us the entire – no, it gives us the entire league. So the top team – look at this. The top teams in the – oh, no, it does go league by league. I'm sorry, I'm rambling a little bit. It's 21-game difference between the Chicago Cubs and the San Diego Padres in the National League. It's 41 between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. That's a 20-game difference. So you see, really, are the Yankees playing that poorly? And, yes, they are still second because the Astros are 6.5 behind the Red Sox. The Yankees are 5.5. So they're the second-best team in baseball. They just happen to have the best team in the league, in the division, who's scorching right now. They're not playing in, you know, a pedestrian National League. They're playing in the top American League, and they're doing what they can now. Now, there's a few things to look at. You know, I would turn to Aaron Boone at this case. Joe Girardi, of course, was let go. I don't know if I'd say I agree or disagree with Girardi being let go. It's one of those things. Either way, I guess I would have been fine with. I would have declined to have kept him because he really turned, you know, he had gone through those rough years a few years ago, and rough by Yankee standards, but turned things around, got him going, and this team was definitely on the rise. So if I were leaning, I would have led more towards keeping him, but I get after a few years of a guy being there, sometimes the voice starts to, you know, lose its volume, so to speak, and they wanted more of a, you know, kind of the carefree Aaron Boone attitude, and they got it in this case. Now, is Aaron Boone doing that poorly? Of course not. He's 68-38. Again, this is where we have to look at it. How are we judging the Yankees? But, you know, you had Sonny Gray walking off the field with a smile on his face today. Okay, I you know, I don't get too much into those things. You've had the situations with Gary Sanchez. Of course, he's being now placed on the DL, but those situations with Gary Sanchez were certainly, or concerns with Gary Sanchez were certainly there before Aaron Boone had gotten here. Now you have Severino, you know, that's going to happen. That he's going to hit, you know, his issues. I believe Gleyber Torres had an incident today. I did not see the game, but certainly these are things that I think is really going to be looked at if Aaron Boone, you know, is, can things continue to go wrong and this team doesn't win the division. And, you know, you go into that one game playoff in the wild card, sure, you'd be the prohibitive favorites, but anything can happen. So these are situations we've got to look at when, you know, the time, if and when the Yankees lose, okay, what's going to happen to Aaron Boone? How is he going to be looked at? Are these things that, I don't really follow baseball as closely as I used to. Of course, we got Lewis on the line. He can certainly help me out with this more when we get to him. But are these things that really just happen much? And I live in the New York area, so I hear about the Yankees. But the Yankees are already, you know, in the microscope. Red Sox are as well. Don't get me wrong, but the Yankees are that upper echelon. I don't know what hockey team you would put up there. I mean, maybe the Canadiens. I don't know. That's a Canadian team. I guess, you know, we'll just say the Blackhawks, or we'll say the Toronto Maple Leafs for argument's sake. You know, the teams in each league. And again, I apologize to anyone if it's not the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm just using them as an example. You know the teams, though. The Maple Leafs in hockey, whoever it may be. Baseball, it's the New York Yankees. Football, it's the Dallas Cowboys. and basketball, it's the Los Angeles Lakers. You have those polarizing teams. And the Lakers, you know, you kind of forget about how polarizing they can be, but they'll be back in the spotlight with LeBron James. Are these things that are necessarily that big of an issue, or are these things that are just being in the microscope of the New York Yankees? I know enough baseball to know that the Washington Nationals have had a terrible season this year. They've gotten themselves now. They've won two straight. They are back above 500. They are 7.5 out of the wild card. And let's see how they are doing. I think the division is their best chance. 5 out of the wild card now. They've got two young teams ahead of them. Can they get there? The Mets have really started to struggle. They are, even though they're in New York, they are not the Yankees, however. So, really, are we talking that much about the Nationals? No, they have been getting some publicity. There was the Bryce Harper situation. He didn't, run it out. They talked to him. He hasn't been hitting, but they've had a new manager. Bryce Harper is not getting the job done this year. And they've certainly had their issues with, you know, hustle, things like that, as we just noted with Gary Sanchez of the New York Yankees. And could it be that I'm just not in the Washington area and I'm getting most of it because I listen to the radio, I drive a lot, so I hear, you know, the talk about it? Could be, but I still think the Yankees are being judged on a sharper curve than anyone else, and that's where I land on the situation. So we've got Lewis on the line. Lewis, you're on the air. Go ahead. How's everything?
Good evening, Rich.
What's going on, Lewis? How's everything been?
All right. Of course, though, the one thing that's concerning me is Yankees that, well, the injuries are starting to pile up a bit now. I don't know if it's going to be that much of an impact as, you know, we wind down the season, but, you know, when you get injuries this time of year, that could be a little problematic, you know, as you're trying to fight for the playoffs. You know, you want the team as healthy as you possibly get, because right now we have three people on our team that are injured.
Of course, but that's, you know, that's an issue that every team, I shouldn't say every team, sometimes you do get very lucky and you don't face many injuries, but that's really out of the control. You know, the injury things happen or they don't happen. Now, Lewis, did you watch the game this afternoon? I missed it. I was hearing on the way back, I think it was Susan Waldman was talking, and obviously she does the game. Was there an issue with Gleyber Torres? Was it something that was, how do I phrase this? Like one of those bad for baseball things, or was this just a typical rookie mistake? It wasn't anything where he wasn't hustling or anything like that.
I don't trust Waldman. You know, she's more. I mean, she does Yankee radio broadcast, but I think more she's a Red Sox at heart. So anything that comes out of her, I'm not really buying.
I don't know about her being a Red Sox at heart. I'm asking though, what happened with the game? Though, what did Gleyber Torres do?
I didn't actually see what happened, but. Whatever it was, it probably a rookie mistake, you know, because rookies do tend to make, you know, more mistakes. And this is probably just another example.
No, that certainly does happen. So what are you feeling is the situation with the Yankees right now? Do you think that they should be better? Do you think they, you know, are where they are and it's kind of like golf? They're just, you know, they have a... It's like when you're playing
they
a
are
golf
where they
tournament,
are.
You know, you shoot -8 and you had a great four rounds, but you get a situation where a guy just plays out of his mind and shoots -15 and it looks a lot worse because you didn't win.
No, I don't see anything with it at all. I mean, right now it's only, 5.5 out? 5.5 out with 60-plus games to go is not a huge lead, especially when we have 10 games against us between now and the end of the year. And the momentum could swing just like that. So we're fine the way we are. I don't see why he was going to try hitting the panic button already. I mean, if Boone thinks that's not smart. You know, we're not out of contention by a long shot. It's only August 1st.
Well, why are
still
the fans
in the division.
Thinking
I know
that,
a lot of people
is
think
it just
crazy
the typical
that, but I still think it's possible.
Oh, I mean, you know, I just looked at the schedule for these four games. I guess, you know, it's certainly in the favor for the Yankees when you look at the pitching situation here, that they could be able to come up with this. But, you know, I look at it, what you said, they have 10 games left. If they only split here, Lewis, I don't know. I mean, of course, anything can happen. But I think the Red Sox have been playing too well that if the Yankees don't come out of this with at least 3 out of 4, and God forbid they actually lose the series, then I would say it's over. But I'm just looking at it from the aspect of where do you think that the fans are falling on this? Why do you think that is it just impatient Yankee fans or what it is? Or do they really look at the Red Sox and see it? Because, I mean, the Red Sox are...
No, they're being impatient. Those are like the fair weather fans that come up. I'm not... but I have more faith in the Yankees than that.
They added a pitcher. We'll have to see. But, I mean, they've certainly... the lead's been growing in that division for a little bit now, so it's not like this has just been a quick burst here. This was going on before the All-Star break. We're now out of the All-Star break. So, I'm pretty sure the Red Sox are still going to win this division. To me, it doesn't look like there would be any reason to assume that they're going to fade off. I mean, it's not like it was 1.5 games and then we just had a series where the Yankees lost 3 and the Red Sox won 3 straight. And then that's, you know, how the league got up to this. It's been going on a little bit before the All-Star break, and the Red Sox are really not cooling off that much. And
September is, a make or break. Right, I mean,
Lewis,
both are a shorter spot.
You don't like
the playoffs.
Lewis, I got it. You don't like the Red Sox. You're going to look for every reason to say that the Yankees are going to win. I get it. I don't think it's going to happen. So I want to touch on Aaron. Lewis, I would almost guarantee you that the Red Sox win this division. I can. And I know, it's tough as a Yankee fan. You're not going to ever give up hope. But to me, it would just be way too difficult for me to see the Yankees winning this division with what they've shown. The inconsistency all year long with the Yankees. I mean, they lose to a lot of teams that they should not be losing to. And to me, something that we got to talk about with Aaron Boone, because where do you fall? Do you think this team would be doing better with Joe Girardi? Do you think Aaron Boone's getting the job done? I mean, that to me is the biggest difference between an Aaron Boone and a Joe Girardi. Is one was much more hard-nosed, in Joe Girardi, and Aaron Boone is very much laid back. So I guess that they thought that Joe Girardi was kind of wearing his team down, but which would you rather have, a guy, and when we're not talking about wearing them down physically, just, wearing them down emotionally, which would you rather have? Would you rather have a guy who's wearing your team down emotionally, or would you rather a team that's losing to teams that they should beat? So where do you fall on the dynamic between Boone and Joe Girardi?
So what you're trying to say is that you think Boone is too soft?
I don't really know if soft would be the word. I would say that Boone is allowing a little bit too much of a lax atmosphere in this case. We've certainly seen the problems with, the talk with Gary Sanchez and all that. Now, again, that was before Aaron Boone got there. I get it. You had Sonny Gray smiling as he came off the mound.
Yeah.
And I would just look at it from the aspect of they're losing to teams that they really should be beating. So, I mean, where would you fall on that?
Yeah.
You don't think that's
the
case of a manager not cracking the whip enough?
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, because we seem to have a problem with beating the teams that we should be beating. Case in point, like last week with Tampa, we should have been beating the Rays. And today at home against the Orioles, they beat us. I mean, we tried to make a comeback in the later innings. We were down 7-1, only lost 7-5. But we still should have been able to beat them. I mean, it does raise a few questions, like, why can't you beat teams that are weaker? In Baltimore,
you don't think
that has all year.
You don't think that has to do with the tone the manager sets?
It could.
All right, I guess I would say that's very indicative of the situation that the manager's not cracking the whip enough, but.
Yeah,
if you disagree,
sometimes you do got to bring out the whip a little bit. Not too much, but you know, just a little, just to wake up the offense a bit.
Yeah, especially if you're talking today that they were down 7-1, and then they, down 7-1 or 7-0, whichever it was, and then you know, kind of come back. To me, that's a team that just doesn't have their focus together because they can clearly have the talent. They shouldn't be falling into these issues. So we'll have to see. Lewis, anything else you got going on in sports? I don't want to touch on Urban Meyer. To me, that's – or, you know, if you want to give me your Urban Meyer opinion, go ahead. But, I mean, to me, that just broke so fast. I still have no idea what to make of it.
Yeah, I'm still going over the details right now, actually. I'm still going over the details right now because the story, like, just broke out about, 20 minutes ago. I'm just reading the article right now. Oh, boy. You'd think once, you know, once is enough, but, you know, back in trouble again. Oh, great. Some people know.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Lewis, your thoughts, the guy, I'm curious, the guy that the Pittsburgh Pirates got, Archer, I don't know if it's Chris Archer, Todd Archer, what it is. Pittsburgh is six back in the division. They're playing the Cubs right now. I believe they're getting beat by the Cubs. It's 6-1, so that's not looking good for them there. They're really holding on loosely in the wild card, which is really their best bet. Three out, certainly not insurmountable. Now, they got rid of Gerrit Cole, right? Was he traded to Houston, or he was just signed as a free agent, and now they're signing this guy, so clear, or they're trading for this guy. So is or what type of pitcher is Archer?
I think he's a solid pitcher. I think he was a free agent, so that's how he ended up in Pittsburgh.
Gerrit Cole signed as a free agent, or Archer was traded because he's going to be a free agent, so...
I think Archer, I believe, was traded.
All right. Oh, no, I know Archer was traded. I'm saying that Gerrit Cole was their ace. Was he traded in the offseason to the Astros, or was he just signed by the Astros?
No, I think he was just signed by the Astros.
All right, good deal, good deal. So what do you think that Archer can get the Pirates up there? Because I know they don't really have that ace of the staff. And like I was saying before...
No, they don't, but I'll tell you, they've come way since the beginning of the year. I mean, they were down as many as 10 games below 500 early in the season. They really stepped up, like the Dodgers. I mean, if you want two teams that can turn around in a hurry, there's perfect examples right there. I know a guy out in Pittsburgh. He's originally from Pittsburgh. He's in L.A. now. And, you know, he's always, you know, checking to see what his Pirates are doing, so I update him, you know, on a regular basis.
I know Pittsburgh was, and the Chicago Cubs are the best team in that league. So the Milwaukee Brewers top two. So again, the NL Central's. The Pirates are only six games back from the top of that league as well. And as I was saying, the difference. You only have a 21 game difference in the National League. You have a 41 game difference in the American League between top and bottom. I believe Pittsburgh had like an 11-game winning streak. That'll certainly change things when everything is that bunched up. I would say maybe if the Mets went 11 straight, they might have a chance, but no, they still
don't. I don't know.
Well, yeah, no, I was being so. Is that usually like that in the National League? Could that be because they have the pitcher hitting, or that's just something that's going on this year, where it's really close like that between both teams?
I think it's really close like that.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens moving forward. All right, Lewis, we appreciate the call as always. Probably going to talk some NFL coming up. Got to see. I believe we have our first game tomorrow, the Hall of Fame game.
Yes.
Makes little difference to me, to be completely honest with you, outside, you know, especially that game. These preseason games are not just that important to me. I can't watch, you know, all 60 minutes of the worst players you'll ever see playing.
The worst of the worst?
You know. Yeah, playing at the end. So I like to see, you know, a little bit just to get my NFL fix in, but it makes no difference to me. But we got to see as training camps develop. So, again,
it's a special
Lewis,
game. It's a Hall of Fame game. I mean, that's a special game.
No, I don't think so. But if
that's to me. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but that's how I feel.
Yeah, no, that's fine. All right, Lewis, and the Enhanced Sports Show, 6 to 8 on Saturdays, is your show, correct? Going to be on this
correct.
Saturday?
I will.
All right, so be sure to check that out. And, of course, there will be postings about that in the Zone Facebook page. All right, Lewis, we appreciate the call, as always, my man. Have a good one.
Thank you, Rich.
All right, so you heard him there. You know, he still thinks the Yankees have a chance. He's a big Yankee fan, so, they get a little emotional about that. I don't know. I looked at the schedule. Of course, yeah, the Yankees, who have a favorable chance this weekend, can come out of it. Yeah, they give them a chance. But to me, it's been trending in the direction too long that the Red Sox are playing well and the Yankees are not. So we'll have to see what happens. And, he agrees a little bit. I think Aaron Boone, it's one of those things. You get caught up, you say, well, the team's 68-38. If they're not winning their division and they're losing games, they should win against bad teams because he doesn't have this team's focus, then there's a problem there. So got to check that out moving forward. And, of course, we can't really touch on Urban Meyer. We might discuss that next week, but we'll have to see what happens moving forward. And you look at the two leagues, though, in the American League and the National League, why one is so top-heavy and the other is, very balanced between all the things and really no one standing away. So we'll see what happens moving forward, see if the Yankees turn that around. And who knows, maybe I'll be eating my words next week and the Yankees win 3 out of 4 or sweep the Red Sox in this one. All right, we appreciate it as always, folks. Have a good night, and we will talk to you soon. Take care.